Hello, my name is Pastor Rod, and I'm currently serving in Montebelluna, Italy. And I'm going to be doing a two-part series on developing leadership. On the first part, this one will be on the principles of leadership. The second one will be on the practices of mentorship. And so the kind of subtitle is Mentoring Our Replacements and the Future Leaders of Christianity. And I believe this is important, especially for Calvary Chapel. You know, and now as we get to the place where the first generation of pastors are moving towards retirement, we need to be intentional and proactive in our mentoring the young leaders that God will put before us. And so how can we transmit not only the ministry, the message that we have, but also our heart and our passion? And so those are the kind of things that I'm going to be going over. We have a mandate from our Lord Jesus Christ in the Great Commission. He said in Matthew 28, 18 and 19, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. So, you know, that's a commandment. That's not like a suggestion. We need to be proactive in making disciples, which implies also the developing of leadership. And he's given some apostles, some prophets, some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry. And so our mandate is clear. And I think if you're watching this presentation, you probably don't have to be sold on our mandate. You're probably watching because you have a vision to do that. And you'd just like to learn a little bit more of how you can maybe do it more effectively. So I'll be sharing some things with you that I have gained over the years of doing internships, mentoring young people in the Bible college scene, as well as in the church scene as well. So probably well over 100, maybe up to 200 young people that have gone through our internships that are serving the Lord still in some form. Some of them are pastors, some of them are even senior pastors now. So today, the principles of mentorship, we're going to be looking at the first thing is being intentional. The second thing is being relational. And then the third thing is to be adventurous. And so firstly, to be intentional. We have to look at this thing and purpose in our hearts to do it. Because my own experience is there's many different reasons why I can't do it. The biggest one is I don't have time. I mean, our schedules are packed. But we need to kind of carve out time to fulfill, as I already shared, the mandate that Jesus has given to us, to equip saints for the work of the ministry, to make disciples of all the nations. When you look at Jesus and his disciples, he was very intentional in his method. He wasn't haphazard. He took these 12 men, spent 3 years with them, and gave them, you know, opportunities to minister and equipped them, you know, for the ministry as well. These men, along with the empowering of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, were trained by Jesus to lead the church when he departed and it was ascended, and also to further the kingdom of God here on earth. Leroy Iams said, he's with Navigators, Jesus knew that in order for his mission to succeed, much would depend on the dedication, loyalty, courage, and faith of the men whom he had chosen and trained. And so I think if you look at the Gospel of Mark, which is very fast-paced, you also can see, if you look at it from the perspective of Jesus the mentor, you can see how he trained these guys through the various activities that they were involved in. For example, when they were trying to get rest in chapter 6, Jesus wanted to get the disciples away to give them some needed rest after they had been sent out and so forth. And then, you know the story, how the multitudes found out where they were and they followed and they came there. And Jesus saw the multitudes and he was moved with compassion. And he went on to minister to them. So this was a great lesson for the disciples, wasn't it? Because when there's times when we're tired and then we're confronted with this thing that we need to do, we need to depend upon the power of the Holy Spirit to enable us to accomplish those things. When Jesus fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, if you notice in the story, he took the bread and he blessed it, and then he broke it and then gave it to his disciples, and his disciples were to then take and in turn give it to the people. So Jesus incorporated his disciples into this miracle. And not only was Jesus an act of faith, but it was also an act of faith for these disciples as well. They must have looked at 5,000 people and holding a little bit of fish and a bread, and as they passed it out, a great lesson, wasn't it, of faith for these disciples. When they were crossing the Sea of Galilee, Jesus remained on the shore, and then Jesus was up praying, and the boat is in the middle. They're rowing against the waves. And then Jesus appeared to them, you know, walking on the water, that story. Well, you know, the disciples learn perseverance. Jesus told them to get in the boat and go to the other side. And then the storm was contrary. They probably wanted to turn the boat around, especially the fishermen that kind of understood what was going on in the Sea of Galilee. They knew it was kind of a hopeless situation trying to make it to the other side until the winds died down and or changed. But Jesus told them to go to the other side. So they persevered, and the lesson that they would have learned is that they need to persevere in the storms of life. William MacDonald, in his commentary on the whole Bible on this, he says, disciples of the Lord Jesus should never doubt his power to supply their needs. If he can feed 5,000 men with 5 loaves and 2 fish, he can provide for his trusting servants under any circumstances. They can labor for him without worry as to where their food is coming from. If they seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, every need will be supplied. And through these 3 years, the disciples were mentored by Jesus to learn these valuable lessons. The second thing is to be relational. Jesus's methodology in mentorship was foundationally relational. Jesus was with his disciples. He spent time with them on a day-to-day basis. He appointed, in Mark chapter 3:14, it says, and he appointed 12 so that they would be with him and that he would send them out to preach. So being with the disciples gave him great opportunity to teach and influence them, something that he wouldn't have been able to do if he was aloof or if he was distant or disconnected from them on a relational level. The times that you spend with those that you're mentoring are going to be the times that are the most rewarding to you as well. Again, Leroy Ames said, when you start spending individual time with another Christian for the purpose of having a ministry in his or her life, time together in the Word, in prayer, in fellowship, in systematic training, something happens in your own life as well. And I've seen that to be true, you know, in the relationships that I've developed with these young people, or, you know, not all of them were young, but with these people throughout my ministry, there's still a connection that I have with them. So when I see them, it's like we have never parted. We just connect right away. We're back to where we were in fellowship. And so, and then the final thing, so we want to be intentional, we want to be relational, but we need to be adventurous. And so, and my point in this is that the implication is Jesus gave his disciples the opportunity to succeed in things that he gave them to do, but with that, the implication that he also gave them things that they could fail at. For example, the failure of the disciples was once when they didn't have the ability to cast out the demon of the epileptic boy in Matthew chapter 17. Matthew, in verses 14 through 16, it says, and when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely. For he often falls into the fire, often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. So here was an instance when the disciples had this opportunity through the, you know, Jesus gave him the opportunity to go out and preach and to heal and to cast out demons. And they had this opportunity and they failed. They couldn't do it. In their failure was a great lesson that Jesus was able to teach them. In the same chapter, verses 20 and 21, Jesus said, because of your unbelief, you couldn't do this. For surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. And you know as well as I do, some of the greatest lessons are the lessons that we learn through failure. And so the people that we're mentoring, we have to give them real opportunities, real possibilities for success, and real possibilities for failure. And when they do make mistakes, when they do fail, and it's going to happen, those will be the lessons that will probably stick with them throughout their ministry, the things that they'll learn from the most, just as we have. So the next part two will be the practices of mentorship. God bless you.